You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. An Idaho Behavioral Health Care Center is taking a rather unique and innovative approach to treating people with an opioid addiction. That approach incorporates physical exertion with traditional treatment. Mike Biggins is the COO of Lost River Wellness, and he is joining me live in studio to talk more. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So first, tell me about Lost River Wellness, because you are a fairly new treatment facility.
We opened on the 24th of October, so we are new as far as a center, but the concept has been, we've been discussing it for probably about a year and a half, really began the process in June.
So tell me about traditional treatment when we're talking about someone with an opioid addiction in particular.
So traditional treatment for opioid addiction, you would have two. You'd have medication-assisted treatment, or you'd have abstinence-based. Ultimately, there would be a lot of talk therapy, psychoeducational groups, process, that sort of thing. So really a lot of talking, a lot of looking at, you know, reasons that somebody would start using, planning against relapse, and, you know, planning for life in recovery.
So your approach is it is unique, and it has to deal with physical exertion as part of the treatment. So talk to me about what that means.
Yeah. So actually, and Lost River is unique in multiple areas. We're mental health primary. So the fact is, we look at the distress. People use substances due to distress. Mental health brings distress. As far as looking at the opiate track that we're launching, what we know about addiction is it's an injury to the dopamine receptors. And so when people use, dopamine receptors flood, they get high, they feel better. Over time, they need to continue to experience that, and they injure those receptors. And historically, the only way to heal those was really just time. People had to not use for a length of time. In working with a gentleman in the area who's working with Parkinson's sufferers, which is also a dopamine injury, lack of dopamine, we started discussing how the two would translate. So the idea would be to, or the idea rather is that when folks are working out at that level, they are getting a flood of natural dopamine.
And we hear that all the time about people who exercise.
Yes.
That you get that rush of dopamine, and that's why...
Runner's high.
Yeah, that runner's high, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is part of that. And this is evidence-based. I mean, I want people to understand that this isn't something that one day you just thought, like, hey, let's get a group of people out and take them running and see what works.
Yeah, so... And the way it translates into recovery and treatment is less research or less research than other arenas such as Parkinson's. However, the body of research absolutely exists, is that when you increase the way that those receptors work naturally, the outcome is that you're not driven to use something else. The other side of it is we're talking about a group of people. There's firm commitment. There's time spent together. There's, you know, mentorship, bonding. And that's what folks are looking for, especially, you know, if I'm feeling like an outcast, I feel like I don't belong. And, you know, folks are like, hey, come hang out with me. We're drinking, smoking weed, using dope, that sort of stuff. You know, there's a lot of allure to that. So when you give somebody a natural or a more healthy avenue to explore, they'll lean on that too.
I'm speaking with Mike Biggins. He is the COO of Lost River Wellness. And we're talking about a unique approach to helping with addiction and getting people off of, especially things like opioids. But would this approach work if people are addicted to other things besides opioids, even though that is, I mean, becoming such a critical issue even here in Idaho?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's kind of where our focus is because it is a pandemic at this point. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at early intervention, prevention, that sort of stuff. Somebody who's fully dependent on opiates and would need detox, that sort of stuff, is going to have to explore more traditional treatment options, you know, safely detox, that sort of stuff. Pretty unique to Lost River Wellness in comparison to some of our contemporaries is we do some medication management with titration. So there would be some options for somebody who was physically dependent to do some Suboxone treatment with a plan for, you know, tapering off that and being done.
So when we talk about this physical exertion part, I mean, this is part of the treatment of the addiction.
Yes.
There is also that traditional treatment that you were speaking of.
Yeah. So, definitely having access to psychiatry, having access to, you know, psychopharmacological needs, means, ultimately where we're at Lost River is everything is individualized. There is no A plus B equals C for us. We look at what somebody is struggling with, what their needs are, and then we work with them to get to reduce those struggles and get those needs met.
And I know that some of your approach, as you just said, some of the organization's belief is that everyone's recovery is unique. Like you said, you can't just fit everybody in one box and think that recovery is going to happen.
Correct.
And is that a different approach than we've seen traditionally?
I would argue that it is. I think that many of the treatment centers in the Valley do an exceptional job at providing people the services that are beneficial and services they need. Individualized treatment is a lot of work for you to have three people who are on three separate tracks and actually working with them and getting those needs met. It's a lot of work. So somebody really has to have a desire to do all that work.
So tell me about what that physical exertion would look like, because you have like a you've already formed your first, would you call it a group in doing this type of recovery?
So getting ready to launch first group, the current grouping of folks that we had that were not associated with Lost River Wellness have been doing this for about 6 months to a year. Mm-hmm. So what that would look like is high intensity interval training. In some cases, it's boxing, running, lifting, combination of all three.
And do they have a say in what that physical exertion looks like? Because you know, you might have somebody that's like, I'm not gonna run for an hour.
Yeah, sure.
And, okay.
And the competition is really with yourself. It's not you know that you have to hit some milestone. It's about being inside that grouping. And it's really kind of a magical thing that happens when people come together collectively. You find out exactly where you can get to. Definitely would not encourage someone to push themselves to such, you know, a level that they would be injured.
But I would think that when someone especially is dealing with an addiction, especially like opioids, and maybe so many things have been taken from them by, you know, by being an addict, when they then come into this program and they're doing something, like whether it is like high intensity interval training, whether it is running, meeting a milestone has to make a difference in how they view themselves, I would think.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And historically, if we look at addiction, alcoholism, even 12-step programs themselves, they give out a 24-hour coin, 30-day, 60-day, 90-day. Yet having something that you're working towards, that you're working to achieve, and then achieving that goal, it's a win.
How do people, if they have a loved one or maybe someone has, you know, an addiction right now, what does someone coming to Lost River need to look like? Because you said not everyone may fit this model.
Yeah, no. And so for us, we're mental health primary, definitely co-occurring enhanced, and everything in between.
So someone who really wants to look at the reasons behind why they are using, as you said, a lot of time, and there are so many other issues that come up as to why someone starts to use. And that's what you're looking at.
Yeah, so absolutely. So we would definitely screen somebody. We'd assess somebody. If somebody was too acute for an outpatient program, we would refer them to another provider.
So this is an outpatient program.
Outpatient, yeah. We do not do inpatient treatment, yeah.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this approach. I hope it makes a difference for some people. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
My guest today, Mike Biggins, he is with Boise-based Lost River Wellness.